This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and we're kicking off the show with efforts to make public toilets cleaner and safer and whether they're effective. The New York Times wrote that Tokyo has installed high-tech transparent public toilets in two public parks. That's right, folks, you heard me right. Transparent, so you can look in from the outside.
Okay, so let's try and describe it just a bit further. If you haven't seen the photos, they're essentially brightly colored cubicles with flush toilets. Simply just like any other toilet, except that where it's colored, you can actually peer inside. So the stalls become frosted and opaque when they're occupied and properly locked. This lets people from the outside check the stalls for cleanliness and safety without entering them in the first place. So really, once you get in, it's expected to work well. It's expected to cover, fog up, and no one from the outside will be able to see in.
Yeah, that's the hope, right?
Yeah, that's the hope. Hoping that technology doesn't fail on you and you are accidentally showing things to other people you don't necessarily want to show.
Right, and the move is part of a nationwide campaign to phase out old public toilets that residents have described as dirty and inaccessible. And this is because many of the old ones were primarily squat stalls with brick and mortar walls.
Yeah, nonetheless, these new toilets have, of course, received mixed reviews. On Twitter, for instance, some people say that they're scared the stalls could malfunction and become transparent while they're inside. Also a fear I share. Others say they trust the signs and it will just take some time to get used to.
You know, leave it to Japan to come up with new innovative toilet tech.
Yeah.
So I feel I would. I'm one of those people who would trust the science, and probably just agree with the people who say it'll just take some time to get used to it. And I think that
you're very brave, but keep telling us why you trust it.
and the thing is, I think I think. You know, and I may feel differently if I, you know, once I do experience it, but I do like the idea of this concept of being transparent and making our public toilets more appealing and safe, at least in theory. Whether they're in a crowded space or more isolated spaces, but I think that. So according to the article, the New York Times article, it's also an issue of cleanliness that residents say they want. So some of the issues they've had is not just about safety and transparency, but cleanliness and making sure that simple things happen, like having soap in the toilet to use, which I think is an experience a lot of us can relate to here in Malaysia.
It does kind of feel like this could very easily be solved by the same tech used in parking lots, where if there is something in that spot, the light will change to show that someone's in there, so you won't have to step in or fear for your safety. And it probably shouldn't rely so much on you needing to be in. I can't quite place it, but it shouldn't rely so much on the fact that you have to be in there constantly, right? You don't have to necessarily have to have the ability to peer in. Why can't you just see a light? Okay, well, someone's in there, you know?
Right.
Right, because the fear, of course, is that it will, because I think it works through movement. So I think in 10 minutes, if no movement is detected, the frost will slowly disappear and it will become transparent again.
So that's a tech apparently that some Swiss version of the toilet does. So you're right. So apparently, referring to this version in Switzerland they have is that there's a 10-minute timer, and if there is no movement inside the toilet, it will automatically unlock and unfrost in case something happens to you. That's the rationale.
Yeah, if you pass out for 10 minutes.
Right.
Or you could also be seated there for 10 minutes.
And hypothetically, yes.
Yeah. How many times have we been to a place where they use those automatic motion sensor lights and and then they just turn off even though you're there just doing something, or you happen to be present. I think the same thing could happen to toilets. I'm on the camp of not using these magic toilets.
Well, on that note, you can let us know if you would feel safe using these transparent toilets if they made their way here in Malaysia. The number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. So after this, we're going to cross over to Jack Sim, founder of the World Toilet Organization, to see his take on, you know, how this will translate to public sentiment and whether it will actually be effective in making public toilets safer and cleaner. So in the meantime, do keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It is coming along to 5:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And we're looking at some new tech to make public toilets cleaner and safer. In Tokyo, they've installed high-tech transparent public toilets that will essentially fog up.
Yep.
And once you're inside and locked, so that you can make sure that these toilets are clean and safe without having to step them in the first place. So previously, Kelvin is hesitant if one of these toilets make their way to Malaysia.
Yep.
And I tend to trust the tech. So you can let us know how you feel about it if it makes its way here. Keep sending your thoughts through. In the meantime, we're going to cross over to Jack Sim, founder of the World Toilet Organization, for his insights. Jack, thanks for joining us today.
Hi.
So let's start off with how familiar you are with transparent toilets and the tech surrounding it.
Well, I've seen this some time ago, several years ago. Basically, it requires electricity. So if you have a blackout, then it will go to transparent, but it works very well. I think the purpose of this Tokyo toilet project is to use toilets to open up conversation, to create a new awareness, and also to respect the toilet instead of just treating it as utilitarian. So they build a few toilets now, but when it's completed, there will be 17 different designs by very famous architects and designers, and they will all be different. So this first one is a transparent toilet, but after that, you will find more and more stories. And we are actually helping the Japanese to also export its Japan toilet culture. So we have scanned all over the world, and we found that the Japanese has the best toilet culture in the world. So the World Toilet Organization called them and they say, you know, you export manga and sushi and ramen and all kind of stuff, but you forgot to export your Japan toilet culture. So they say, hey, why don't we do it together? So in conjunction with this 17 Shibuya toilet called the Tokyo Toilet Project, we are also telling the world how the Japanese mindset of cleanliness is so important, especially during COVID-19, where hygiene is at its highest awareness in the entire history of mankind.
I want to talk to you more about the health and safety and efficacy aspect of it, but really, I also want to find out, Jack, would you use one of these toilets?
Yeah, of course. Whenever you got to go, you got to go. So if so happened to be around there and that toilet is available, I will use it.
On the flip side, a lot of people would probably still think that toilet visits, of course, are a private affair. So the idea to many people that a transparent toilet seems counterintuitive. How receptive do you think the general public would be to using transparent toilets?
I think there is a novelty in there, and there will be a lot of people who are still apprehensive. But this is the whole purpose of the toilet. The toilet is not about whether it's transparent or not, but to create conversation.
Okay, so let's try and make some points for it because I'm still a bit unsure about using this toilet. In terms of ensuring better health and safety, do you think it would be effective?
Yes, because first of all, the whole surfaces are glass, so you do not have all kind of porous places. However, the cleaning, of course, cleaning of glass is a little bit more difficult. But when people use such a toilet, they will also use it with a lot of care. So I think that it will be very interesting to interview people after they use the toilet to find out how's their attitude and what has changed.
Right, and Japan is, of course, known for their advancements in toilet tech, so it would perhaps be more readily accepted there. Do you see this particular innovation taking off in other countries?
I think it would be very nice to have one in Kuala Lumpur, maybe in the park near Putrajaya, and test out, because it will create a lot of conversation, which then lead us to talk about how important hygiene is in the COVID-19, how it can be a place that transmits diseases, not just COVID, but all kinds of other diseases. And if you think about the Japanese toilet being high-tech, you have got to think that in the context of a world that still have 1.8 billion people who don't have access to a toilet. So the conversation can lead in all directions, whether it's about tourism experience of dirty toilets to the toilets in coffee shops. And I think the whole idea is to generate conversation, and this is definitely going to be very successful.
Right. And how much does it cost to build this transparent toilet? And what is the World Toilet Organization and the government doing to make this happen?
So I don't know the actual budget in Japan, but basically the World Toilet Organization purpose is to improve the state of sanitation everywhere in the world. So in developed cities like Kuala Lumpur, like Singapore, like Tokyo, the difficulty is about cleaning, upkeep. And if you look at China, for example, over the last 4 years, tourism toilet in China has improved tremendously because they professionalize their cleaner. And they renovate whatever is broken. And so under the leadership of their presidency, then you suddenly see everything change. So it is really possible. For a very long time, people are saying Japanese behavior, the Chinese behavior in the toilet is very bad. But if nowadays you go to Chinese tourism toilet, it's always clean. So what we felt is that political will, budget, professionalizing of cleaners are very, very key. So first you have ABC, right? Architecture. So the design must be very good. Then the behavior will follow, because when the place respects you, with very nice environment, then you will respect the place. And then the cleaners are professional and the maintenance comes. So if you got ABC, architecture, behavior, and cleaning, you will have a very high quality of life in the toilet.
Now, let's take a quick step back, Jack. Why do you think public toilets have a bad reputation in the first place?
Public toilet is always a public good. So you have to make the public good a private good. So, for example, in a shopping center, it used to be shopping center toilets are very bad, and then we go around the world educating the shopping center that, hey, actually, when it's a dirty toilet, you're losing money. Because when it's a clean toilet, the shoppers can stay on and eat more and shop more. So the toilet is actually a profit center rather than a cost center. The moment you think like that, then the shopping center says, got it, you know, we're going to clean it up. And then it's getting cleaner and cleaner. Most shopping centers understand this is making money, not spending money. Tourism toilet is the same, right? If you have better toilet, you have more tourists, then the tour agency will not have to warn people to say, you know, if you go to this place, don't complain, because first I want to tell you, it's very hard to find the toilet, and the toilet are very dirty and all that. So those kind of things are money losers. So a toilet is actually a money winner. Now you go to a coffee shop, why is it the toilet is very dirty? It's because the coffee shop owner thinks, even if it's dirty, people didn't come for my toilet, they come for my food, so it doesn't matter. And if it's clean, then I have to spend more money cleaning it, I'll spend toilet paper, and then the public just keep on using it. I'm like a charity. So the mindset of a coffee shop owner and the mindset of a shopping center owner is very, very different.
Right. And just overall, besides the use of transparent toilets, these new innovations, what other efforts have been made to improve the idea and perception of public toilets as a whole?
So what we have done over the last 20 years is our founding day, 19th of November, has been adopted by the United Nations as the official World Toilet Day. So every year, politicians are using this 19th of November to do campaigns to promote clean toilets. And the other one is that leaders of developing countries realize that if you have good hygiene and clean toilet and proper sanitation, including not dumping the waste, the human waste into the river, then you will have a very healthy country. Then you don't have to spend so much money on hospital and nurses and medicine to cure them, because every year about 2 million people die of diarrhea and a lot became sick. So sick nations are not productive. So a lot of countries' government are now toilet champions. So we have Prime Minister Modi in India together with us to build 110 million toilets. That's a lot of toilets in 4 years, right? So President Xi is now building 32 million toilets. So I think the World Toilet Organization movement has successfully nudged a lot of politicians to use toilet as an election popularity vote winner, as a health, preventive health tool to get more productive people, and also to return dignity to the people.
Jack, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
That was Jack Sim, founder of World Toilet Organization. So with that, would you use a transparent toilet? And just to make it clear, the ones in Tokyo at least do fog up once you're inside and you lock the door properly. The number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or you can tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep your thoughts coming. In the meantime, we've got some music. We've got Aretha Franklin with Think. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.